I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What do you take more pride in? The fact you hit for such a high average or all those home runs?
Well, I think probably the average. You know, I always try to be a complete hitter, you know, especially, you know, coming up through my minor league and then major league career. It was kind of about this is a bigger guy that just hits for power. So, you know, I just want to try to kind of round out my game and just kind of get on base for my teammates behind me and just try to be as productive as I can. So, you know, everyone loves the long ball, but, you know, I've been trying to work on my craft by raising that average a little bit.
You're listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour here, it's the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. Nice to have you with us here tonight. We'll be going until 10 o'clock tonight. And tomorrow, of course, we have the short show with Boomer and Valente taking over at 9. Kind of makes more sense for that to happen tonight, doesn't it? wouldn't you think? Hey, listen, I don't make the schedule. Much like Mike Vrabel, what can I say? I don't make the schedule. I just show up when my name's on there. And for those of you sticking with me, I appreciate it. For those of you checking back in over the course of the next couple hours, I appreciate that too. And if anybody would like to join the conversation here, you certainly can at 617-779-7937. I'm not going to completely ignore the game. I'll keep you posted on what's going on. If for some reason someone's listening, they can't listen to or watch the game in any other way, I'll give you some updates on that. And in the meantime, we'll get to some of the other stuff that we do here on the show. That doesn't have much to do with anything else. We gave you 2+ hours of just nonstop Patriots Jets football, and we'll take a little breather here, and we'll do some of the fun stuff that we like to do, including at 8 o'clock our headlines.
These are the headlines.
Okay, one big headline, which is just being announced right now. I just got my notification from Jeff Passan on my ESPN app, and that is that Aaron Judge has beat Cal Raleigh to win his second straight AL MVP and his third overall. Also, Shohei Ohtani wins his fourth MVP in the last 5 years. All of them have been unanimous. Which one? Are you booing both of them or are you booing Ohtani?
More Judge.
Okay.
More Judge. I would have picked Cal Raleigh.
I
Although the
not.
Voting, at least from what I've been told, is very close.
Is it? I'm surprised it's that close. Honestly, I am. And I understand like fatigue. I understand he's a Yankee and all of that. Aaron Judge won the batting title this year, okay? He was right behind Raleigh in home runs. Every single advanced metric beyond just the home run totals and I think RBIs points to Judge. And let me just, again, reiterate, he won the batting title this year. Aaron Judge was the best hitter in baseball. I mean, there's no question about it. Cal Raleigh was a great story, and I certainly enjoyed watching him chase 60 home runs, being a switch hitter and a catcher, and all that stuff's great. And he had a great season. And in most other seasons, he would have been a slam dunk MVP. But he went up against the guy who had 53 home runs and batted .331 this year. He was 20 points higher than the next guy in batting average, Aaron Judge was. Bichette and Wilson were both at .311, George Springer, Jeremy Pena, etc. There's one guy who's on all the lists who's, you know, there for all at the top or near the top of all of them, and it's Judge. And I don't mean to say that batting average is the be-all, end-all, but when you're hitting .331 with the rest of the numbers that he provided, I think it was pretty open and shut here, you know? Like, I don't think it was much to even really deliberate on. Like, I would have come back quickly with an Aaron Judge MVP.
Well, the voting had 17 first-place votes for Aaron Judge, Kyle Raleigh 13 first-place votes.
You know what I chalk that up to is Judge fatigue. I think that is I think that's Aaron Judge fatigue. I don't think that's right. I don't. I mean, this year, and Raleigh was great. Raleigh was the Lord of the Dongs this year, all right? He was our Lord of the Dongs. Not in the postseason. Postseason, that was Ohtani. And also Vlad. They were co-lords of the Dongs. But Judge, I think Judge rightfully got this. I do. Sorry to all apologies to the Big Dumper and all of the friends and family of the Big Dumper. And I think he's great. I mean, he's awesome. Raleigh's awesome, and we'll see if he can keep doing this and if he's back in the mix for it next season. And, you know, if people start pitching him differently and he can't, you know, hit the home runs at the same rate or whatever it is that ends up happening, especially when a guy kind of comes out of nowhere like this. Cal Raleigh, I mean, this was a pretty big surprise. So you have more of a resume with Judge. I do think voters get tired of just voting for the same guy all the time. But this year, I think Judge absolutely, absolutely deserved it. Just because there was a formidable challenger, it doesn't mean that you automatically just go to the other guy. Not when one guy won the batting title and also hit 53 home runs and also was like fifth in RBI. Like, it's just, you know, I think that's pretty much a no-brainer to me. But, you know, listen, it's cool that it at least came down to a split vote. Because over in the National League, it was locked up from probably April, I'd say. Shohei Ohtani was the MVP, and he never stopped being the MVP over there in the National League. So that one was pretty open and shut. Out of all of these, the National League Rookie of the Year, a lot of people thought it was going to be Cade Horton towards the end of the season, and it ended up not being him. Now it escapes me who it was. Kurtz, obviously, with the America. Who won the National
League? Drake Baldwin.
Drake Baldwin. Okay, so he sort of pulled ahead at the end there and pulled ahead of Horton. And for American League Rookie of the Year, that one was pretty much sewn up too. Roman Anthony was in the mix, but no one was going to beat out Kurtz there. And for Cy Young, kind of the same thing. No one was beating Skeens. Scooble and Crochet, they had a little bit of a something there. Okay, well, Crochet's got them in a couple of different metrics. And if you need to hear more on that, just ask Will Fleming. He's got them all right at the beck and call. He'll rattle them off to you in his sleep if you need to. But everybody knew it was going to be Scooble. Judge and Raleigh, that was the only one that was really up for grabs at all. I didn't think it should be as up for grabs as it was, and I think ultimately Major League Baseball and the voters did get it right. So congratulations to Judge and congratulations to Ohtani on their MVPs.
We do have a couple of Red Sox representatives, and this Garrett Crochet finished 8th. Of course, they recognized the top 20. Crochet 8th, Chapman finished 17th.
Okay.
So at least they were represented.
Yeah. Listen, a closer coming in the MVP, getting any MVP votes at all is no small thing. And he got Cy Young votes, too, did Chapman. I forget where he ended up, but he got some Cy Young votes, too. Crochet coming in second for the Cy Young, 8th in the MVP. I don't think that's a bad number at all. I think that's right around where it should be. So good for them, and good for the winners, and good for the world. All right, let's get to this next headline. This next headline is so funny. I mean, it's really, really funny. I saw this and I just started laughing. The NFL is going to court. And I think they're going to court. I'm not sure exactly how they're trying to do this. But they want to stop the NFLPA from giving out those report cards every year, which I think is just hilarious. And who spearheaded this whole thing, or who's the only one who's willing to admit that they want this to happen? Woody Johnson. Woody Johnson, who, by the way, just, I believe, was in the Epstein file, this new document dump. Woody Johnson's in there. Not our owner. Woody is, though. The NFL filed a grievance against the NFLPA, asking the union to stop its annual team report cards and saying the exercise violates the CBA by airing public criticism of teams. This is Wickersham and Don Van Natta. Wicked scam. The league claims that the report cards, which poll players on various aspects of working conditions, violate a CBA clause that says NFL owners in the union must use reasonable efforts to curtail public comments by club personnel or players that express criticism of any club, its coach, or its operation and policy. According to an August letter from the league's management council to NFLPA General Counsel Tom DePasso that was obtained by ESPN, after months of discussion with the league and after the letter, the NFLPA alerted its players of the grievance last week and said it's moving ahead with this year's survey. So they basically told the league, up yours. We're going to keep doing the survey. And it's amazing to me. It shouldn't be, but it is still amazing to me that these owners, and you know it's not all the owners, because some of the owners got great grades, right? Some of these owners, they were saying, hey, we like everything about playing here. I forget exactly who graded out well. I feel like it was teams you wouldn't expect. Like Miami graded out well. I think the Bengals, either they graded out really well or really bad. I forget exactly what it was. Can you find the one from last year and see who graded out well? Because there were a bunch of teams that all got very good grades. The coach is good. We like the coach. We like the facilities. We like what they have for the families. We like this. We like that. We like the food. We like the weight room. We like the locker room. We like all this stuff. And they all graded out well. The Patriots got absolutely decimated in that thing. Absolutely decimated. We don't like the coach. We don't like the locker room. We don't like the weight room. We don't like that. That's why they're building that new facility down there. They've been putting that thing. I haven't been down there all year, but like last year, we'd go down there for Patriots Monday, which is a thing the afternoon show doesn't do anymore. But we'd go down there for Patriots Monday, and you'd have to park in the other lots because they had this whole thing going up. I'm sure it still is now. They're not done with it yet.
So Patriots in that survey that you're asking for. Treatment of families, C+. Food dining area, C. Nutritionist/dietitian, B. Locker room, C-. Training room, C-. Training staff, C+. Weight room, F.
Mm.
Strength, just got to move this over to the side. Strength coaches was a B. Team travel, F.
Mm.
And then
the plane with the ashtrays. I forgot about that. Yeah.
And then head coach B+, ownership D.
I guarantee you, he may not have been the one making the phone call, but when Woody Johnson started calling around saying, hey, what do you guys think about it? Should we try and kill this survey? I guarantee you Robert Kraft said, hell yeah, we should kill that survey. Absolutely. Like, we should be out there getting rid of this thing and making sure they don't do it anymore. And we'll find some legal basis to do it. It's violating the CBA. You're not allowed to critique us. You're not allowed to criticize anything. You have to say that everything's great. It's like communist China over there, for God's sake. You know, can you let them give an honest assessment about what they think of their working conditions? Is that against the rules? How about, I don't know, you maybe take some of your money and you make things a little bit better, which in fairness, the Patriots are doing. The Patriots are building a whole new facility over there. We'll see how good it is. I mean, it could be a crap facility, I guess. But they got killed in that survey. I think they came in like 29th out of the 32 teams. They were down there at the bottom in overall grades. I forget who got good grades in that, but I know there's a lot of teams that got good grades. So when you say, oh, yeah, I'm sure all the owners wanted to get rid of it, I don't think so. I think some of the owners use that survey as a feather in their cap, as sort of a badge of honor. Like, yeah, come play with us. Look, everybody who plays here loves it. They love this organization. They like the coaches. They like the weight room. They like the facilities. They like whatever it is that they like about it. Yeah, whatever. The team playing doesn't have ashtrays. And it has Wi-Fi or whatever the problem was. And there was a bunch of problems. You know, like that, I think that to me is indicative of not everybody towing the party line there. I think there's some owners, and there's going to be some owners that aren't going to be joining this fight. But the ones that are the ones that got bad grades. I mean, it's as simple as that. Yes.
The Dolphins in the survey were ranked as first, and the team at the very bottom, the Cardinals.
Cardinals down at the bottom. Yeah, that makes sense. Dolphins being at the top, you wouldn't really expect that, right? But they got the facilities. They're down in Miami, you know, like playing for the Dolphins, probably pretty cool. And that show Ballers, remember that show Ballers on HBO with The Rock? That was following the Dolphins around. That looked really cool being on the Dolphins. You had Denzel's kid there. You had that guy working at the car dealership pushing the car up the hill. And then they brought him back to be an offensive lineman, whatever that was. That was cool. I mean, it looked like a good time. It certainly did. But, yeah, these owners now trying to weasel their way out of a survey. I mean, come on. Jeez, talk about being tone deaf. You know, there's a way to get back on the good side of the survey. It's not like there's only so many points. It's not like the standings in the NFL, right? And one team has 10 wins and the other team has 2 wins, and there's got to be good teams and bad teams. Every team could get good grades, conceivably, if the players that are there all like it. I mean, now maybe it'll be different degrees of how much they like it, but they're giving out grades. Everyone can pass. Everyone should be able to pass. It's the NFL. You got enough money. You got enough money to be able to treat your players a little bit better than maybe you do. And the one time they actually are able to honestly assess this, they get all you're not allowed to criticize us. We're going to file an injunction. We're not going to actually address any of these criticisms that are being lobbed in our face, but we are going to try and get you to stop because it hurts our feelies. Like, shut up. Oh, that's so typical NFL, isn't it? To NFL owners, anyway. Like, get over yourselves. Just, it's an easy way to fix this. Just be better. That's all you got to do. Just be better. Make it a more welcoming place. Spend some of your money and make it better for the players. And then you won't be getting these bad grades in the thing. That's as simple as that. I don't know why they don't understand that. Okay, one more headline. And that is Mr. Antonio Brown out on bail. Out on bail, fresh out of jail, California dreaming. He was released from jail. He's in Florida, actually, not California. But he walked out of a Miami jail today, released on $25,000 bail after pleading not guilty to second-degree attempted murder. Brown embraced his attorney outside of the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center in Miami, had a big bag of belongings as they walked to a nearby food truck. Antonio Brown got a drink and then left in the lawyer's vehicle. Mindy Glazer, a circuit judge, ordered Brown wear a GPS ankle monitor as he awaits his trial. He faces a potential 15-year prison sentence and a fine of up to $10,000 if convicted. Now, listen, I'm not a lawyer. I don't understand. I'm not someone that can speak with any real credibility on this stuff. But if there was ever a guy that I'd consider like a flight risk, it's Antonio Brown. I'm shocked that they let him walk out of that. I know it's a heavy bail. 25 grand's a big bail. But it's not like it was, you know, $1 million. Attempted murder he's in for. And they got him on tape. And he is an erratic person. Like, really erratic. Like, he's out to lunch, that guy. So, I mean, he's got the ankle monitor. I'd imagine there's going to be people around him. But would anybody be shocked at all if we find out tomorrow that Antonio Brown snuck out in someone's, like, luggage and flew back to Dubai? Like, I wouldn't be shocked at all. I really wouldn't. He's not all there. If you tell me that he crossed the border into Canada or something like that to try and evade like the marshal, whatever it is, like I'd be like, yeah, right, that tracks, that makes sense. That seems like something that he would do. At any rate, Antonio Brown will get his day in court, of course. Prosecutors that sought pretrial detention. They say that Brown is a former pro athlete. He has the resources to flee if he wants to. Brown no longer has a passport. They said he could go back to his home in Florida while the case proceeds. He's accused of grabbing a handgun from a security staffer after a celebrity boxing match on May 16th and shooting 2 shots at a man he had gotten into a fist fight with earlier. Brown's attorney said the affidavit is mistaken. Brown actually used his own gun, and the shots were not aimed at anyone. Right. Well, at least they got that out of the way. Whose gun was it? Did you take it from somebody? No, that was my gun. Did you shoot it? Yeah. But I wasn't shooting it at him. I was just shooting it around, you know, in a big group of people. I just thought it'd be a fun thing to do. Anyway, that's what's going on. Those are your headlines here on the Christian Arcan Show. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we come back, we have your New England Nightly News. First, here's Joe Braverman. Get you caught up on what's trending.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
617-779-7937 is the phone number if you feel like chatting with me. It's Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. Patriots defense doing what they always do, and that is allowing the other team to march right down the field, which is happening right now with the Jets. Big pickup for Breece Hall, couple of pickups there for Justin Fields. Jets tried a trick play where Fields, it was like a reverse, and he leaked out into the flat. Guy threw it to him, Chase, and knocked it away. Good coverage there. Patriots are ready for it. So far, I think the jerseys are fine, but I don't know. They're all right. I mean, they're gray. It's just a gray jersey. And there's another first down for the Jets. They are now on the 5-yard line. Someone said I should just do play-by-play like Hogdale, like just do it Hogdale style, which, by the way, is my favorite lovemaking position. but I don't think I'm allowed to do that. I don't think that's legally frowned upon in this establishment. So I'll keep you posted on what's going on with the game if for some reason you can't hear or see it yourself. But yeah, I can't.
Watch talking Yoshida comes fresh off the bench and pitch slaps the Yankees.
Wouldn't it be great? You can just say that. You can just yell and do whatever you want. Hogdale's great. I'm a big Hogdale fan. But I think a lot of it's just I'm a little jealous at the freedom that he's offered. How he can really just, you know, what he says from his soul. Like, you can tell. There's
from
no...
Barney the Purple Dinosaur to Grimace, we love to see it.
Love that dude. And props to him. Good hire there by Barstool.
He's got a brand new Sox podcast, by the way.
Does he?
Yeah, it's called Dirty Water with Cutter's King, known on Twitter, and old friend Mutt.
Oh, yeah? Who? Cutter is King? That's the
he's
guy
like
who's
the ultimate Yankees troll.
Okay. I didn't know. That's a Barstool podcast?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, good for Cutter is King, then. And they found something for Mutt to do. That's good, too.
I hate watching this team right now.
Justin Fields just scored a touchdown. Jets go up 6-0. With a extra point pending. Listen, they do this every single game. What do you want? They do this every single game. Is this the game where it comes back to bite them? Is this going to be the one game where the Patriots just look like they weren't even ready to go and the defense gets overwhelmed in the first drive and it actually ends up being like a problem, actually ends up biting them in the ass? Could this be the first time? I hope not. I'm telling you, a loss to the Jets, you know what a loss to the Jets would do? It would validate Vegas. It would validate all the people who are like, yeah, you know, they're winning and they're beating good teams and bad teams. I just don't know about them yet. You lose to the Jets, all those people are going to go, see, told you. And I don't, you know, I just, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it. It's 8:30, though. You know what I do want to hear is the New England Nightly News.
New England Nightly News.
Okay. New England Nightly News brings us to the banks of the River Charles, just like in the song. Song that you hear after every Red Sox win and after the Bruins wins. They play Dirty Water, too, don't they? Down by the banks of the River Charles, there is this guy walking around when all of a sudden he discovered an animal. And we'll let the news take it away.
We spoke to Joseph Kenny, the owner of Joe's Crazy Critters, and his one-year-old alligator, Al, earlier this evening after this little guy took a dip in the Charles River.
Actually, in that same area, you guys had sent me the location after we spoke. He was tucked down into some reeds kind of along the edge there. In about a foot and a half of water, and he was just tucked down, laying on the bottom.
Whitney Lieberman first saw the baby alligator during her run Tuesday morning.
He was floating just right on the surface near the concrete. I was so caught off guard that I didn't really like to grab anyone else and be like, oh, is anyone else seeing what I'm seeing here?
The interaction was just a crawl away from the hatch shell along the esplanade.
So, baby croc. Baby croc, about a foot long. Startled some people. You heard that young lady there. Very, very startled. Didn't even know what to do. This crocodile became an instant social media sensation. As everyone was looking around going, is that a crocodile in the Charles River? You see some weird stuff in the Charles River, but you don't see a lot of crocs. The reason why is because they're not native to Massachusetts. Crocs could not possibly survive the harsh New England winter. However, a local wildlife educator captured the baby croc on Wednesday night, and it's now waiting for a permanent home. Harvard University grad student Whitney Lieberman, among the residents who saw the croc, notified wildlife authorities when she saw the creature while jogging to work. Joe Kenny, who runs the wildlife education business called Joe's Crazy Critters, who you heard about right there, captured the alligator, and the state has temporarily authorized Kenny to keep it for now while they evaluate what the long-term place for it is going to be. And I'll tell you what, this little baby crocodile is adorbs. Oh, is it cute? It is a very cute little alligator. This guy, Kenny, is from Abington, Mass., said the alligator, being young, just a foot long, is basically harmless. Even if it comes up and bites you, it probably just tickle a little bit. Said he located it walking in the area where it was last reported, and he was shocked when he found it. Whenever anyone from Boston discovers a unusual baby animal, of course they have to give props to the OGs, the baby whale guys. And if you don't remember the baby whale guys, they sounded a little something like this. Do we have?
I don't know what this is, but Jay says it's a fucking big sea turtle.
Look, it's a baby
fucking wheel, man. Holy shit, we are witnessing a baby fucking wheel right here, dude. Holy shit. That thing is big, Jay. What is that thing? It looks hurt.
I don't know.
That thing looks hurt, Jay. Jay, that thing is hurt, bro. Holy shit, look at this fucking thing. Oh my God, what the fuck is that, bro?
Just hearing that guy's voice. Oh man. It's like a warm blanket, you know. Those guys, every time a baby animal is discovered anywhere, someone should call those guys, get them down there to check it out and react to it.
It's a baby fucking wheel, man.
A baby wheel is what it sounds like he's saying. Like a little tiny wheel. It's a baby croc, Joe. Jay, whatever his name is. Hey! Baby croc. There is, I don't know what you do with a baby crocodile.
We are witnessing a baby fucking wheel right here, dude.
Eventually, it's going to grow, and crocodiles can grow to be 11 feet tall and weigh more than 500 pounds. No one knows how this gator got here. No one knows. They think it was either a pet that escaped or was intentionally released, and they're working with the environmental police to figure out what they're going to do with it and why it's important that everyone remembers that it's not legal to have alligators or crocodiles as pets in Massachusetts. because then this might happen. Which, while for a couple of days this thing was a social media sensation, it is not belong here. Does not belong here in our fair city. In these conditions, we don't want the baby croc to die, and it would if that's you know.
That thing looks hurt, Jake.
It would. It would look hurt. Anyways, hopefully there's a happy ending there, and this baby croc can get somewhere where it's okay. It's small enough. I feel like it could travel, right? Can't they just put this thing on a plane and send it back to Florida or down to the swamp or something? It's like a foot long. How hard would that be? Just put it in a little carrier case and take it with you back down to where it's okay to have it. Like, what do you know, this guy, I feel like it's a pretty easy, right? Like, what else do you need to do? Reacclimate it to the wild? I don't know. Once it's, is that one of those animals where once it like comes in contact with humans, all of a sudden it can't live in the wild anymore? You know what I mean? Like how a bird, if you touch a bird's nest, the bird abandons the eggs. Is it one of those type of deals? I don't know. I should know this stuff because I do watch, or I used to watch a lot of nature documentaries. As we've talked about, I don't get to watch them anymore until everyone's in bed because my son thinks they're boring and my wife doesn't like it when the animals kill each other, and that's kind of a big part of these things. So I gotta, you know, I gotta wait till it's dark. Everyone's asleep. I'm watching it. Yeah. Nature porn. Watching Planet Earth. At any rate, hopefully they find a good home. And with that, we have one more local headline that I wanted to get to. This one comes to us from the great town of Essex, a town that I love going to Essex because when I go to Essex, that means I'm going to Woodman's. And when I'm going to Woodman's, I'm a happy guy. Oh, I'm a happy fella. That drive to Woodman's, that's to me, it's like the flight to Vegas, you know? Like whenever you're on the plane to on the plane from Vegas, it's the most miserable flight in the world. But when you're on that plane to Vegas, oh, everybody's got dollar signs in their eyes. They're thinking about what shows they want to go to, which strip clubs they're going to go to, you know, what they're going to do, all that stuff, which casinos they're going to hit up, going to go to some parties. If it's in the summer, you're going to be out there in one of those pools, you know, out there having drinks and just having a good time. That's me on the way to Woodman's. That's basically my trip to Vegas. When I'm driving up to Essex, I hit the 95-128 split. I'm like, oh, baby, here we come. We're almost there. You pull up down that main street. You see it in the distance. I swear to God, it's like the lights in the desert. It really, it's the same thing. So I have a real lot of love for the town of Essex. I do. But problem with Essex, a lot of old people live there. And old people, as we know, are getting targeted in these scam calls like you wouldn't believe. And there is a man from Revere who is accused of trying to scam an Essex resident out of $15,000. 35-year-old Revere resident was arrested yesterday. And the charge was attempted larceny of over $1,200. Family member of the victim contacted Essex police around 12:30, reported that their relative was told online and on the phone that their computer was infected with a virus. Scammer claimed that to fix the situation, the resident had to pay him $15,000 in cash immediately, which the resident was getting ready to do. Authorities arrived to find this guy, his name is Yi Peng Lu, and arrested him after determining he had no legitimate reason to be at the home. Lu, described by police as an alleged courier, is not believed to have been working alone. Investigators are working to determine who else may have been involved. An arraignment is scheduled for today in Gloucester District Court. Don't know how it went. The Essex Police Chief's name's Thomas Shamshack, which sounds like should be the name of the Essex Police Chief, Thomas Shamshack. So whenever I go there, I go to the famous Clam Shack. He said, these type of scams are increasingly common in Essex and across the Commonwealth. I hope the arrest sends the message. We will not stand idly by and let our residents be victimized. Now, real quick, a couple of thoughts on this. As I feel like one thing, having like a young child now in 2025, one thing I constantly feel like I need to really be on top of with him is don't get scammed. You know, just don't get scammed by text messages, phone calls, emails, whatever. There's scammers everywhere. They're just constantly trying to get you to click on their link or to open their thing or whatever. And if you do it, then all of a sudden they're in your computer and they can see everything and they can steal your identity and they can do all this crap. And it's just, you know, it's one of those things. Like once he's old enough, he has his own email account and everything. You got to watch out for the scams.
I was going to say, you're telling him now?
No, I'm not telling him now. I'm not telling him anything now. But I just, that's one thing I'm aware of. Because eventually I'm going to be an old guy and I'm going to be, you know, targeted by these scams. And at that point, it's going to be all AI and whatever. Like, they're going to have, they have this thing now with the scams where, like, they get a voice of a kid and they say, Grandma, Grandma, I'm in jail. You got to wire me $1,000. And they do it. They wire it to this number and it ends up being some scam. And they got an AI voice of the grandkids. And that's like, that's not what this was. This one was like, how did you get scammed by this? Some random person online tells you you have a virus on your computer and the only way to get it off is to pay me $15,000? What kind of scam is that? That's the worst scam I've ever heard. And it worked. The guy was like, okay, $15,000. That sounds reasonable. Sure. Why don't you come over to my house and I'll pay you $15,000 and you can take this virus off of my computer. That's amazing. That's amazing that it even came close to that. That's not a scam at all. That's the laziest scam I've ever heard. There was no effort there. was there even a virus? Like, I don't even think there was even a virus. This guy just took this random stranger on the internet's word that he had a virus. And not only that, but the only way to remove it was to pay one person $15,000. Buddy, haven't you heard of the Genius Bar at the Apple Store? Haven't you heard of the Geek Squad at Best Buy? Haven't you heard of a million other things? Do you have the internet? You must have the internet. If you had a computer virus, then you must have had the internet. Go on the internet and search how to get rid of a virus. It doesn't cost $15,000. That's remarkable to me that it came that close to working. I really think that's incredible. I do. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. And there is your New England Nightly News. No one's listening to this show. Yes, Joe?
Can I just ask one thing? The victim you said was 35 years old?
No, the guy they arrested was 35 years old. Okay. I'm assuming that the victim was an old person.
Okay.
It doesn't say that. So, I'm just assuming that.
So the scammer was 35 and you said he was Revere?
35-year-old from Revere, yeah.
Sounds like someone I know.
Congratulations to everyone listening.
I think you're off by a town. Stiz is Chelsea. I don't know if he's Revere. It's up there. You know, up along the northern coast there, but not quite. No, I don't well, maybe he is, actually. I don't know. I know he grew up in Chelsea. I don't know if he ever lived in Revere, but could be Stiz just being like, hey buddy, you got a virus. That does seem like something like a Stiz scam. We're just telling him he has a virus and it costs $15,000. Okay. That actually works. And it's like, whoa, how'd that happen? That's amazing. Okay. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is your phone number. It's the Christian Arcan Show here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, check in on the Patriots, check in on the Bruins. And if anybody would like to say anything to me, you're welcome to it. 617-779-7937. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Christian Arcand Show, WEEI. Quick check in here. Jets and Patriots tied up at 7. Two long drives. First drive for the Jets ate up 8 minutes of clock, a 14-play drive, 72 yards into the end zone. Justin Fields, who did a lot of the work in that drive, had a couple of passes, but a lot of runs by him, and ends up getting in the end zone. Patriots turn around, and after an incompletion to Hunter Henry, Drake May goes short to Diggs, picks up about 8 yards, and then gets gang tackled, and this guy, Jarvis Brownlee, comes up and body slams him like he's John Cena. Really, like, lifted him off the ground and flipped, you know, really slammed him down. Unnecessary roughness, 15 yards, typical dumb Jets play. And then a mix of Travion Henderson, May going short to Pop Douglas. A lot of dinking and dunking. May scrambled up the middle, couple yards here. Henderson, a nice 9-yard run. And eventually, Henderson off tackle in the red zone. 7-yard touchdown run. Borregales kicks it up and through, and we are tied up at 7. Jets now off on their second drive of the game. This is about what I expected and how it would start anyway. I think that there are teams worse than the Jets who have scored in the opening drive against the Patriots, so I'm not, and the Jets are pretty bad, but you know, it's not like you have to be good or bad in order for that to happen. Like I've said, doesn't matter who it is. The one big piece of bad news for the Patriots is that in that first drive, Milton Williams went to the locker room. He is back out on the sideline, and he's dealing with a left ankle. He's questionable to return. He is back on the sideline, not yet back on the field. The Patriots are on defense. Williams will keep you posted on that injury and how serious it is and how they treat him and how much they play him here the rest of the game. But that would be a massive, massive loss, not just in physical stature, but also for that defense. Oh, looks like he's coming back on the field right now. So crisis averted there, I guess. Over in Ottawa. Not Toronto, but Ottawa. Oh, I always have to say it like that, but you do. The Bruins, nice little win streak of their own. That is being put to the test here tonight. The Bruins and the Senators, which, as you've heard Joe Braverman say during trending many, many times tonight, that is the last team that's beaten the Bruins. Now, the Bruins have beat them since then. Before those two Toronto games, they beat Ottawa in Boston 3-2. And right now, they are trailing the Senators after two periods by a score of 2-1. It was Morgan Geekie scoring the goal, his 12th of the year, on an assist from David Pastrnak and Husnadinov. But in the first period, Claude Giroux and Dylan Cousins both found the net on Jonas Korpisalo, who has already made 12 saves on 14 shots. So it hasn't exactly been a great one from him either, but it's not like they're running away with it. Both teams have 14 shots. Bruins out hitting the Senators early on here. And I'd like to see this win streak go as far as it can, because the Bruins being interesting is better than them not being interesting. And right now they're pretty interesting. But all it's going to take is, you know, another dip like we saw early in the year when they lost 6 in a row after that nice start that they had, for them to just completely fall right out of the conversation as well. I don't think that's happening anytime soon, but it's certainly something to keep an eye on. With the Bruins, I know there's been a lot of talk over the last 48 hours in hockey circles about Zadorov and what's going to happen with that. Is he going to just be allowed to go out there and keep crushing people? I don't know if he's got any big hits tonight. I haven't been paying too close of attention to it. Let's see here. Zadorov, as we click on the box score, Zadorov has no hits yet. No big hits. No penalties either. That's one thing that he's going to have to figure out. He's obviously has a role on this team that's a very important one. He plays it pretty well. He's also turned into a very good pair partner there with Charlie McAvoy on the blue line, just in terms of like playing, not just, you know, beating people up, but playing in front of the goalie. But he is going to have to be one of those guys that figures out, okay, I play on the edge. I throw my body around. I throw my weight around. But they need me on the ice. I can't be in the box all the time. And last year, I don't know if he finished the year as the leading penalty, leading the league in penalty minutes, but he had it for most of the season. That's what he was. He was in the box more than anybody else. And I don't know if that's the case again this year. I'll look it up for you right now. Penalty minutes. He's up there. 31. But that is behind Alex Tuck. No, it's tied with Alex Tuck behind Emil Lilleberg, Matthew Olivier, and Tom Wilson, old friend Tom Wilson, who has 41 penalty minutes. And that's sort of what I'm talking about. A guy like Wilson is important on that team. He's not the most important guy, but he's an important player. He's a top-line winger. Along with being their enforcer, he also serves a real purpose on the ice. He's not just John Scott going out there skating around beating the hell out of people. Or Ryan Reeves, or one of these, or Matt Rempe, one of these guys. He's not one of those guys. He's an important player and an important guy. And someone that you can't afford to have sitting in the penalty box for 41 minutes. It's just you can't have that. Last season, the leader in penalty minutes was Zadorov at 145. More than Olivier, more than Greer, more than Brady Tkachuk. Kastelic was right up there, too, at 106. Wilson right at 100. And then, Pat Maroon, Sam Bennett, et cetera. Guys like that. I love Zadorov. I love what he's given them. But I also recognize here that it's not like this team is super deep. It's not like this team has a bunch of guys that they can just sort of mix and match and get that same sort of production out of while Zadorov is in the box. They don't. They need him out there. And he's only useful to them if he plays his game. He's got to figure out how to be able to play his game without being off the ice so much and giving other teams power plays. That's an important thing. Hunter Henry with a big catch and a first down. I did say I think this is going to be a big Hunter Henry game. If he gets into the end zone, there's one leg of my parlay. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, Joe Braverman has cooked up something for me here at 9 o'clock. I don't know what it is, but we'll all find out together right after this.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.